Hi, everybody. Well, another BBS program. This is Wednesday, April 6th, 2016. Creation Lightship Healing. And we'll clear the date for everybody in case the date's bothering you. Here we go. Those numbers can get you sometimes. So I'll release those numbers. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And do that one again here. It feels kind of heavy. I'm yawning. So it works. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, and let's release from you a situation, emotional situation, or pain that you may be experiencing. We can do one incident. So bring it up. Look at it. Here we go. Releasing that from you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And next we'll do the light beam activation. So bring peace into your room. And here comes the peace energy. And also, you know, have the light beam up if you can. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so we'll turn it over to our co-host, Michelle. Are you out there in BBS Radio Land?
I am. Hi, Ron, and hello, everybody around the world. Welcome to Creation Lightship, the Wednesday night show. Always a lot of questions being answered. So if you have a question and you want Ron to answer it on the air on one of our shows, the email is clsquestions@yahoo.com. And if you feel that your question is more private and would like to have Ron to privately take a look at it, that email is creationlightship@yahoo.com. Okay, so Ron, we have just a few things in the inbox, but not too many. So if anyone has any questions tonight, it would be a great night to write in because we just have a few things in there. And I wanted to remember to tell everybody that the New Living Expo, and that is the San Mateo Conference, that's going to be coming up at the end of the month. So if you want to make plans, I believe the hotels are still booking. They have special rate rooms. And that would be the Sofitel, I believe it's in San Mateo. So the dates are April 29th, the 30th, and May 1st. It's a great conference to go to. It's actually kind of small as far as conferences go, so you get a lot of time to talk to Ron and hang out at the booth, which is really nice. Okay, so should I just start asking questions, Ron?
Yeah, sure. And we've got people mentioned they wanted to do another one of those shackle removal. So we'll do that in about a month. And it'll probably be the, maybe the same Saturday as the 4-hour call in a month from now, or we'll have, I'll have to check the dates out and see how that works out. But we could schedule it, maybe in a couple of weeks, from now or so. So we'll give you a heads up on that. So anyway, yeah, once you get started, Michelle.
You know, Ron, I had a question about the shackle call. So when it took about 3 hours that we spent doing it, and I wasn't sure if you were quite done or if you just needed to be done for the day. Do you feel that your audience, the people that were on the call, could have used more work?
Yeah, I did the call for, I think, probably, well, let's see, it was supposed to be from 10:30 to 12:30, 10, 11, 12. Yeah, I think I did like a 3-hour call. It seemed to be pretty much complete when I stopped. That's why I went over. I think I went over an hour even, I believe. Yeah, went over, I think. But anyway, that's why I went over, because this didn't seem quite enough to be done. So anyway. You never know once you start uncovering these things. Remember, the amount of shackles released from you and the effectiveness of the call is determined by how many whole lifetime clearings you had. Remember, as you get those clearings and the energy gets off of those energetic bodies, now we can work with the physical. Otherwise, the energetic body is like a buffer, and it blocks your physical body from having healings because the energy is resonating back from you and into those energetic bodies that are corrupted, and that goes back into you. So it just keeps mirroring this problems, traumas, pains, situations until you clear your energetic, invisible bodies. So that's the effectiveness of the call. So I think we had a lot of people on who had clearings, which is very very beneficial for them, and we actually were able to go pretty deep. So back to you.
Yes, wonderful. I definitely felt a lot of energy being released, but, you know, I like to make sure everything's done, so I will definitely be doing the next call as well, just to make sure. I'm sure there's a lot of people that feel that way. I know it's like peeling an onion. You can always get a little bit more, and then you get to the inside, and you're like, oh, my goodness, there's still more in there. Amazing. So, okay, well, one of our listeners has written in, and they have a question basically about a bunch of their friends who are healers, probably maybe energy workers or massage therapists, that type of thing, and they're saying they are all not looking so good, not feeling so good, and mentioning that they are done and over with, and they don't want to maybe do that anymore, or they just are not feeling good enough to carry on basically in life. So could you talk a little bit about what happens, Ron, when you're touching a lot of people or healing a lot of people, and what somebody could do about it?
Well, the first thing that you want to do is stop if you're doing that type of work, if you possibly can. You know, what happens is, even if you're a nurse, you're going into, we'll talk about a nurse, okay? So you're a nurse, whether you're male or female, makes no difference. So you're a nurse, you go into rooms where patients have situations and problems and conditions. So just by you walking into their energetic field around them, that will activate your energetic field and your DNA, and now you're going to be possibly having the same illness that they have. May not be instantly. Let's just say that you live to be 1,000, okay? Which we don't, but we'll say you did. Well, after working on or being around people who are sick, you would probably contract most of those illnesses. And then which one's going to put you in your grave first? It's hard to say. It all depends which energy was the strongest. And that's what happens. So you're going into their energy field that's activating your DNA. Or you just see the person in pain, and maybe you're dealing with people who have lung problems all the time. That's your expertise, is helping people who have a breathing difficulty. So right away, because you're doing that, you're activating your DNA for lung conditions. You may have had great lungs throughout your life, never smoked, but all of a sudden, or never been around, you know, a stuff that would cause you to have, you know, poor breathing. But all of a sudden, you start having the situation. So now you go, why? Why do I have that? So now you start looking into your past, because now your past brings on your current reality, what you're living right now. So you look into your past, and you go, wow, you know, I had relatives, maybe, I think Pennsylvania is one of those states, or you know, where they had coal mines, right? And you go, yeah, 200 years ago, you know, my ancestors worked in the coal mines. And right away, they had lung problems. So that's kind of how it happens. It gets passed on to you through the genetics. Also, you can draw entities to yourself. And so these entities, which we'll call ghosts, which are from people that lived, and when the physical body dies, then the entities, the emotional body, looks for a host. And lo and behold, it will probably, like in a nurse's situation, be in the hospital, because people do die in hospitals with lung conditions. And they'll try to get energy off of everybody there, and maybe including you because you're healthy. So that's why healers normally die young or develop illnesses. I would say between the age of 40 and 50, a lot of healers start going down. They might be the greatest person out there doing all the work, and all of a sudden, because their DNA got activated, they're no longer around. And they go, wow, how did this person get this illness? You know, it's really strange, or they feel weak or something, or, you know, whatever. But that's what happens. So you're activating it just by being in the proximity of these people and or seeing how they look, which also will trigger your cellular memory of having that same condition. So typically that's why I tell people not to do healings. And if you are, you know, doing that, about all you could do is maybe, you know, do your shrink wrap and then do some timeline crashes maybe on the people that you have seen during the day, maybe, you know, maybe a lot of homework for you. You know, may take you a couple hours or so a night to clean these people off of you because you're on their timeline. So you remember, you go into the hospital and you probably feel pretty good or wherever you are, your own little practice, maybe you're a massage practitioner, and you open the door and put the lights on or whatever, you know, and warm the room up and put the air conditioner on, and it hits about 9 or 10 o'clock, and your first client comes in, and maybe they got a shoulder that doesn't feel very well. So you start working on their shoulder, doing massage work, and lo and behold, you saw that physically, that activated your DNA. Next, you're taking the pain away probably because, you know, the reason why they're there probably because they're in pain, and that can be around you also. And instantly, you could be discharging it. Maybe you figured out some way to maybe shake your hands or jump up and down to get the energy off you, but your body already saw it. It already recognized the situation. And so how long is it going to take that energy to get activated in this lifetime? So if you talk to most energetic workers, healers who do things, you'll notice that probably after about 10, 20 years of their practice, they start going downhill. And I thought I heard somewhere that, you know, regular like MDs don't live very long either. I don't know if that's correct or not, but I thought that they die at a young age. So, hello. Back to you, Michelle. Anything to add?
Well, just a little bit. She goes on in the email to ask, let's see here, do you believe that this particular thing is related to 2800 year death Blu-ray, and
that's different. The death Blu-ray is completely different. Okay. Completely different.
Okay. So let's just stick with this subject for a second. So she's wondering if, well, I guess which clearings exactly would help. She's asking about the Galactic Federation, the Be Here Now. I know those are. They're slightly different. Oh, there's the Dark Side Practitioner. That would possibly help?
Yeah, she asked him what to do. So is she a practitioner, or is she asking for her friends how to get energy off of them?
She's asking for her friends how to get that energy off of them.
Well,
what to tell them to do.
Yeah, the first thing is emotional clearing. So unfortunately, when we get these questions, most people never say what clearings they've had, okay? So that way I can help you. You just say, I have a problem, you know. Well, first thing, did you do your emotional clearing? If you haven't done that, then that's where you start at. And then do that clearing, and probably do a pain clearing. If you're doing energy work, it might be maybe the clearing for your sensory body. Maybe you have the empathic body. You know, how are you taking energies in? So you have to look at yourself and see how you're relating to people around you, how you sample their energies. And you want to clear out those energetic bodies. And that's a whole lifetime clearing. It's not a band-aid clearing where you're doing a timeline crash, because timeline crash will work for that one specific incident, but it's not going to work for the millions that you've already had in your life, because you want to get rid of all those things so they don't reoccur again. Remember, the aliens see you and get you hooked up because of your situations and your traumas and dramas. So you want to clean out those energetic bodies so that you're, you know, more clear. So back to you.
Okay, great. So I have a feeling that her friends may have not done any of those yet. So that's, of course, the best way to start. And then since they're maybe touching people, wouldn't the entity clearing be a good one after that?
Yeah, entities are what people come in. So entities do get attracted to people, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's amazing. I recently had an experience where I could almost feel entities move in me but not connect with me and then move right back out because I didn't have that particular problem anymore. Maybe I wasn't emotionally connected to it or something. And it was just felt like a energy or pain, and then it just disappeared. So Is that correct? Do you think I'm reading that right, Ron? Is that what it would feel like when an entity came in you or something?
You don't always feel entities. Only if you have a mannerism change, your handwriting changes, or you're thinking differently. So most people don't realize they have entities.
Okay. So if they have
an example would be like you go out on the street, never smoked before in your life, and you walk by people who are smoking, and now all of a sudden you want to go and get a pack of cigarettes. So what does that mean? That means that entities from those people hopped into you. Maybe they saw those great lungs that you had, and their host that they were living in had corrupted lungs. They wanted to get more energy, so they hopped into you, and now they're giving you thoughts inside of your head. Remember, all the thoughts in your head is either from yourself or entities or the aliens, okay? Remember, because you're in mind energy, and they work with mind energy. Source energy doesn't deal with your mind and give you thoughts at all. So all of a sudden you would have that situation where, yeah, I think I'm going to get a pack of cigarettes, and you go in there and you don't know what you're looking for until the entity says, I want to get this one here. This is my favorite. You go, I'll try the one over here, you know. Then you get that, and from there you start smoking, not knowing why. So that's how entities work. So back to you.
Okay. So be aware if you start doing strange behaviors, or if you have a behavior that you want to change, maybe an entity clearing would get that away from you. So, okay. All right, and another listener wrote in, Ron, they are curious. They have a granddaughter who is about to be vaccinated, and it's probably going to happen. So they're wondering if there's any healings that they can do to help her get through that and make sure that she stays healthy through that process.
I really can't guarantee anything of being healthy during the process.
Okay.
All you can do
they're wondering...
Maybe a pain clearing. You do a pain clearing.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, that's probably might be some other ones you may want to do, but I'm not going to say that by doing a clearing is going to take away the chemicals, the energy that the person is being vaccinated with. It doesn't do that. So I guess if you're worried about that, then you should talk to the parents and tell them what your concerns are. But I think a pain clearing would be a nice one to do.
Yes. Okay. Do you think that the 2012 nano clearing would help?
It could, but that's normally after you have something. That's after it's inside of you.
Okay.
And so, you know, after you, you know, have the vaccination, the shot, or whatever, then possibly that could help you. It depends how the energy is in that shot is working with your body. That I can't really get too much into that. That's kind of like common sense. You know, people who are already older and have all that stuff in them. So the nano clearing is out there to help you eliminate what's in the air that you're breathing to activate these nanobots inside of you. That's what it's for. And it can help that. You know, I guess the first defense is not to have stuff if you're worried about it.
Okay.
So,
well, I'm wondering if the... Okay, so if they haven't had the shot yet and they're going to get it, how about an alien attack? Or... I'm wondering if I think you have a virus clearing?
Well, I'm not sure. Maybe alien attack might help. We'll see what the listeners say. Maybe they might have some other ideas. So we need some help, listeners, to what you know, you'd recommend for this year.
Okay.
You know, so we'll see.
Okay. So let's move on while I'm looking for just a few emails that we've gotten in. Someone is wondering, the shackle removal call, I think we answered this, but can this be done absentee?
Yes, it could be, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. All right, great. So you just have to pay for it, let Ron know. And somebody says, my body feels like it is relaxing into a new shape since the shackle call.
Yeah, I would say that. I think shape, probably so, you know. If you had a heavy weight around your neck, which you didn't know about, you know, let's just say you had some type of harness around your neck, a shackle attached to a chain, and the thing around your neck weighed 5 pounds, the chain weighed 20, and, you know, it's a big chain, and then you had like a 10-pound ball that you had to drag around, you know, or wouldn't allow your head to straighten up. Yeah, you could do a lot of changes. So, yeah, and they also could possibly have put screws in you, both through your body or through your skin to attach this to. So you really don't want to, you know, you want to baby yourself, we'll say, if something went through your skin or through your arm or something, so you didn't cause yourself to have lots of problems of pain or rip your skin out. So, you know, all this stuff happens. And so, you know, the shackle call, you know, could be multiple things that people have wrong with them. And all of a sudden you get one of those released and maybe your headache went away. Maybe you straighten up. Maybe you feel taller. Maybe you used to walk crooked because you're dragging something, you know, and now you're fine. You know, maybe you look like a Frankenstein in one of those lifetimes, you know, or on an alien ship or a parallel life, those tangent timelines where you're suffering. And they gave that to you, and, you know, it resonates with you down here. And you may have phantom pains or had them, and now they got released. So, a few things can happen. Back to you.
Yes, it was a very, very profound call, I have to say. So I truly hope that if people are listening and they haven't done it, they get prepared to do the next one. So do your emotional whole life healing and whatever other that you think you may need, because it is profound. Everybody's got something, so it's really great to do. Okay, so somebody is wondering, I purchased the Alien Freedom Bundle, and if I purchase the Alien Energetic Web Coat Removal and the Oxygen Infusion separately, can I use it over and over again? I think they're wondering if those are part of the bundle. If they spend another $50 to do unlimited, can they use them forever?
Yeah. You get the unlimited on the clearings that are there if we have an unlimited, you know, package on it. So if it is, you know, a clearing that does give you the unlimited, yeah, just pay $50 and get the codes for that. And then after you do the clearing once, then get on the unlimited. So, yes, that will work. And on the unlimited, the difference is, on the original one, it's like a blanket clearing, and the unlimited one allows you to type in on the web page a specific incident. So that way you stay current with your healing. So that's very good. So back to you.
Okay, great. Thank you, Ron. Well, let me just ask before I move on, is there anything that you're feeling that the audience could benefit from, like some type of a sample healing or anything?
I don't know. I'm getting like fear. Maybe people are in fear. You know. So here we go. Let's release fear energy from people. So it may be stress. So fear, releasing that. Think of a fear that you're dealing with so I can release it. Because you have to think of something. Remember, your thoughts gave you the fear. So here we go, releasing that from you. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. That's that one incident that you were in fear. I'll do another fear one. So think of another fear that you, you know, are holding on to. Or it's holding on to you, actually. So here we go, your second fear. And it could be any time in your life. Releasing the energy, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I can either do anxiety or trauma. Which one do you think? Anxiety? That seems to be a little more. There we go. If you're anxious about something. And we do have another one on the website, A Whole Life, which is extreme anxiety. So if you're born with anxiety, then that means you probably want to do the extreme version of that. We'll just do the regular one here. So here we go. Anxiety. Think of one of your anxieties. So 1, 2, three, four, and five. Boy, and another one here. One, two, three, four, and five. Okie doke. So back to you, Elizabeth. Michelle.
Michelle.
Am I doing?
It's okay. I don't mind being confused with Elizabeth. I think she's cool. Okay. So we have somebody who has written in. It says, basically, they are at a point, they have a child, and they are wondering if there's any way to avoid doing dentistry, I'll say. And that's really all I can say. It's so hard because that's a physical thing, and I know people want to avoid pain, but sometimes things need to be done. What do you have to say about that, Ron?
Well, let's just look at maybe there's a toothache, possibly, and, you know, whatever. If you try the mouthwash water, that could help you. That'll work with gums and teeth. So you may want to, you know, maybe do that for a week. I think it's $1 to get 1 day of water. So you may want to have the child gargle with that. That could be beneficial. You know, normally teeth are what people have and they come out. So if it's something that's kind of unique that most children don't have, we'll say, then you may want to do some timeline crashes on that. That's specific to, you know, the situation that you're dealing with.
Well,
should
I tell you the specific situation that they do allude to? They say that there's basically too much teeth for the jaw, which is common. And I know that the thing that dentists or surgeons will recommend is to have the molars removed. And I don't know if there's any way around it. So,
yeah, I just don't know on that.
I mean, you don't want to wait till they're adults and then do it. That would be even worse. But it could go through with whatever they're recommending and then do the pain clearing.
Yeah,
or have that funny doing it.
Yeah, the pain after you have something done. Yeah, the pain clearing would be good. And then, you know, probably timeline crashes for that pain. Remember, you're probably put on timelines. Let me think what else. Then do a fear clearing because the child's probably going to be in fear in the future of the dentist because, you know, the pain will probably be there for a while after the visit, you know, and the child may think that, going to the dentist again, I'm going to have pain. You want to, you know, get rid of those timelines and maybe do a fear clearing. And you might do that Be Here Now clearing a lot. I'm thinking because Be Here Now puts you into the present moment. And maybe some of those issues may go away. I can't say that completely, but, you know, when the real you is here, you may not have a tooth problem. You know, I'm just suggesting that, you know, if you've seen my, or been attending my lectures or workshops, and people become real, their physical problems that they normally had before doing that normally is released from them. So that's another way of looking at it. I can't say that if you have extra teeth that they're going to be, you know, no longer there, but, you know, I guess it could be a possibility. I won't throw that out that it won't be. If you can look someone into the past lives, do a clearing for past lives, too many teeth, that could also help out by releasing those. So that's probably about all that I can say on that.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. And somebody has written in, they say, since the shackle call, I have had a red mark on my third eye area. Interesting. So
Something attached there, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll probably go away shortly here. Remember, your body takes time to heal. So it just depends. Everybody's different on their healing process.
Yeah, it's almost as if you have to, maybe we were holding on to something, not because we wanted to keep it around us, but because it was the only way to brace yourself against pain or whatever. And it was almost as if, you know, it seemed like you had to remind yourself, let it go and relax, just let it go, and then more would be released. But I can see that happening. It's like a reaction. If you get cold, your muscles tense up. Doesn't really help you not feel cold. It just helps you block it out.
Yeah, and you might, you know, do some timeline crashing on it. You know, that's what I would probably consider doing too, is timeline crashing.
Okay. All right, great. So somebody is talking about the bites and stings clearing. They're wondering if it can help prevent bites and stings, or if it's for if you're already been bitten.
Normally it's after you've been bit. You can try it before, you know. But it's put on there to help you out after you've been bitten.
Okay. So let's see here. Somebody just wrote in. It's a little long, so I'm going to just try and read through it a little bit here. It says, I have two things. They can't tell much difference after the shackle call. They still are having things going on with their feet. And so maybe they're wondering, maybe the shackle call wasn't the thing that was the problem in the first place. What would you think about that, Ron?
Well, you know, it's hard to answer that because, you know, it's possible that the shackles were not causing that problem, you know, and it could be something in the genetics, which is, you know, in the body already. So, you know, I'm not saying that the shackle calls them to straighten your feet out or fix anything, you know, or alter something that's different. So, you know, it's hard to say. So some people just don't feel any energy, too. So going into any of the clearings, expecting a given outcome with it, you know, that's mind energy. So you can't go there because, you know, the calls are there to help you, and there may be other layers that you have to get rid of to help yourself. But, you know, I won't say that it will straighten feet or do anything like that or give you better eyesight or whatever because you go on a call. That's, you know, there's no guarantee for anything. You know, there's... that life is not even guaranteed. You know? So back to you. But death is, you know. If you just believe that, you know. So
yes. And we've solved that problem, and we've also solved the other one that was guaranteed, too. So, okay. So it just depends on what the person's issue is. They have to figure what that is. And I suggest just going for it, just trying everything, because you never know. Okay,
was the person's feet straight initially, and now they're crooked, you know? That would be one way to look at it. Did something happen in their life to make their feet crooked or have a foot condition? So anyway,
it says they have no arches and that they're flat, which is usually genetics, so.
But, anyway, I guess we'll head on to the next one here.
Yeah. Okay, so then the same listener actually wrote something else, but it's a totally different theme. When you asked about how long doctors live, they wrote back saying that they have a doctor from their hometown who lived to be late 80s, early 90s. He did work a lot. They do not recall what he died from, but he lived a very long time. But then when he did die, he was pretty sick when he died. And they also know another doctor who lived into their 80s, and after he retired, then he died. But 80s is pretty long to live, actually. And the listener also goes on to say, thanking us for not naming names, anymore like we used to. We just mentioned that people are a different listener that's called, and the reason we do that is so that people aren't connecting to people. So you're welcome, listener. Thank you. So, yeah, I don't know. It could be like people in their 80s and 90s, though, for the better part of their life when they grew up, that entire generation was eating very healthy food. It wasn't until the second part of their life when, you know, different farming practices started to come into play, so then they have to deal with all the other stuff more, probably more nanotechnology or who knows what. So it's hard to say all the different factors that could go into how long a person lives, but I don't think 80s or 90s really is, it's long for this planet, Ron, but I don't think it's really that long in general. I'm sure if we took better care of ourselves, we can live to be even older and be healthier during that time.
And just don't do any healing work, because that'll cut your lifespan.
Yes. Okay. So somebody wrote in saying, when is the next Shackle call? And Ron mentioned that earlier in the show that it will be sometime next month, but we do not have a date set for that yet. And how we sign up and pay for it is like we have done the last several calls that are special, where you just pay as a donation on PayPal about maybe a week before the call, and then you email Ron your receipt, and he will email back your conference call code and PIN numbers. So that will be covered probably further when we're closer to the call, because we don't have an exact date for that yet. Okay, so this one I've been kind of saving, Ron. It's written by a listener, and they're basically wondering about cancer, saying, should we clear that word? And so many people are talking about it now, and let me see. They were wondering if you could maybe help clear that word of cancer.
Okay, just think of the word that you want to have cleared. I'll just do one clearing for what you're thinking about.
I think Ron may have gotten lost with the transition, but he will come back in just a moment. So let me just find another email here to talk about. Okay. So what Ron was working on just before we lost him, and I'm sure he'll be back in just a moment, is that he was clearing the specific word. So he is asking people to think about a word having to do with cancer or an incident. And the reason that Ron asks people to do that whenever he's doing a healing, you can't just think that, the light beings will know what I need and they'll just heal whatever. It doesn't quite work that way, and the reason is because the light beings do not judge you, because you are the light, so they always see you as being perfect. So unless you're thinking of something that you want to be cleared, probably nothing will be cleared. So for new listeners that have not been listening for a long time, they may not know that. So when Ron always says, okay, think of something right now, and then he's going to do the clearing, it is important to think about whatever it is that you want to be cleared. And usually it's just the sample healings on the radio shows. Usually it is just one incident or one thing that you can think of at a time, because the energy is very subtle. And that's why these sample healings are good for people to realize what they need healed, because if that is something that you felt a lot of release on, or you just thought it was a good thing for you to do, you might want to go ahead and get on the website and find the whole life clearing that would have to do with whatever subject matter we were clearing, and by the whole lifetime clearing, in which case during the whole lifetime clearings, the light beings will go through your whole life and basically remove and relieve your physical body from the effects of that one particular thing that they're clearing. So Ron always talks about doing the emotional whole life clearing first. So what would happen when you did the emotional whole life clearing is the light beings would go through all of the steps and stages of your life, and it goes by your age, and it goes through six increments for each year. And they basically pull out the effect of emotions on your body as they're clearing it. And so for people who have done this before, they may know, but I'll just go over it real quick since Ron isn't here, so I would like to just carry on talking about something. And I know sometimes these things are taken for granted, but when you're doing a healing, there is a little button somewhere on there. I'm just going to pull up a healing real quick so I can tell you for sure and make sure I get the information right to all you guys. Okay. So there's an indicator on there where it says level of healing that you want to experience. And what that means, and you can set it to whatever you like, it's basically the level of how much you're going to feel the healing at. Oh, it says select your healing intensity level. So you will be healed at whatever they're healing from you, whichever clearing that you bought. But the intensity level is how much you're going to feel it. So if you are just starting out doing healings, you may want to just leave it at level one. The healing Hi, Rod. I was talking about the intensity level of healings.
The reason initially I didn't have any intensity level, and then I had people telling me that the energy is too strong. And so I go, wow. Okay, so then I put the intensity level. Now, that's just a level that you can feel the energy coming to you. It doesn't change the healing at all. It's just for people who are maybe, I don't want to use the word overly sensitive, but I guess I could use that. But some people are very sensitive to energies, so you can lower it down. So, you know, it's not going to keep you awake or something like that. So that's what it's for. It's not going to change the healing. If you put it on 1 or up to 20, it's the same thing. The healing works. It's just how your body is responding to the energy that is being transmitted by the light being as it connects to you.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have a difference on it. We also have some of the different pictures, too. And you can use those if you like. And people like using certain ones. I myself always would use the light beam, but you don't have to. So it's kind of up to you how you want to do your clearing. It's going to be typically all the same. So back to you.
Okay. Okay, wonderful. I actually remember when I first started doing these, I wasn't quite sure what the level was. And I wanted to feel it to see if it was, you know, working or whatever, I guess. And I put it up pretty high, and I was just, I pretty much had to go right to bed after doing one of the healings. So it can definitely change how much you feel it. And I think if you're just starting out doing healings, it's good to leave it at level one because it can be pretty strong. But, Ron, did you want to finish the healing that you were doing? We were all thinking of something having to do with cancer at the time when we were disconnected.
Yeah, so normally the word has energy on it. But normally when you think of, I guess when you think of cancer, especially if you had a relative who died of cancer, we'll just put it this way, or a friend, you're probably going to go to what you physically saw of them. So maybe you knew them, you know, for 40 years and the last couple of years their body dwindled, and now when you think of that person, you're thinking of somebody who's kind of maybe shriveled up or who's had different body parts released, removed. And so that's what you're thinking of cancer, okay? So it all depends how, you know, you're connecting to that energy. So I can release what you're thinking of. That's what I'm talking about, is how are you thinking of the cancer? Are you thinking of the word cancer, or are you thinking of people maybe who have had chemo with no hair? Because this is what's related to you now. It's what your mind is bringing to you to have released. So here we go, releasing what you think cancer is. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And what you may want to do is go on to the NATO clearing, NATO barcode clearing, and put the word cancer in there. And that should help you out immensely because you're relating to that particular word. And that may help to neutralize that word so it won't connect to you as easily. And so that's what I would suggest doing. Because you don't want to bring up cancer in your body as your body knows what the word cancer is. Now, you know, I don't know when they put the word cancer into our vocabulary, but I'll just say that maybe it wasn't a word before the 1900s. So that means that from the 1900s forward, you would know what cancer is. So if you've had, maybe 10 relatives that have had cancer, and or maybe genetically in your soul family, maybe you have 500 people in your soul family, and they know what cancer is. Well, all of a sudden, they're dealing with cancer just like you are. So you're getting slime and connected to the energy from your soul family. So by doing that word clearing on the natal barcode, you can release the word cancer from you, and then it's not going to resonate. So, you know, a lot of friends, you know, maybe you're a nurse and you, maybe you're in the operating room when you see the doctor, dissecting people, taking out cancer and stuff, you know? And so that now is a real life threatening thing to you because you see it actually physically being removed. So a lot of different ways of kind of looking at it, but you want to get rid of the word itself. So back to you.
You know, I actually had somebody tell me once that in the zodiac, the cancer sign is labeled by, I believe, a crab, and the crab is one of the only animals that can regrow a limb if it gets taken off, which I thought was just fascinating. So he said basically it's just your body's ability to, like, create more of itself, although, you know, there's different connotations. But it kind of set it in my mind that maybe it wasn't such a negative thing. It could be used like anything. I guess there's good and there's bad. So, okay. So did you want to do another healing with that, Ron, or did you?
Yeah, we should maybe somebody could send us confirmation that they have cleared it in the past. That would be good to see how they feel about that word on their natal barcode. May not be on this show, but another one, so we can help out people to see what the clearing is actually doing to help them. What I'll do is a clearing for, I'll just do a general clearing here, maybe for peace of mind here. So here we go. So we're going to give you peace in your mind. So releasing some of these energies that you may have. And we did the fear and the, the anxiety clearing. So this is another one to bring some peace to you. So here we go, releasing this energy. One, two, three, four, bringing peace in. Five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay, so we have one more question in the emails at all that we could do before the show ends?
Yeah, we do have one. It says, any suggestions on what clearings to do to change one's profession in case you work in the healthcare industry? And the ones that they've done so far are the emotional, mental, fear, dark side practitioner, curses, excess spells, judgment, earth, gridline, and planet star vortex. So they've done quite a few clearings. So I guess they're wondering what would be suggested if they were considering just switching careers.
Well, what I would do is the first thing I'd probably do is a self-empowerment clearing, do those. And then next, go into your spirit fetus infusion. So that allows you to program more of something that you like doing, okay? And go in there, and very possibly you can get a little more of that DNA intelligence of your ancestors to do a career change. So that's what I would suggest doing. And that's for it. It can give you a little more maybe horsepower, a little more insight on a talent that you already have that you want to go a little further with to excel in. And maybe there's something else related to what you were doing where you're not really maybe touching and doing things for people like that. But I think the that clearing, we have a creativity clearing too you may want to do. And then also maybe if you're completely stumped, then do the education clearing and the IQ clearing. Those two could help you out to give you a little more insight. And then also do the one, I think we got a mind fog clearing on the alien one. Get that mind fog off you because they're probably trying to keep you in there in that location. And maybe even, you know, the Earth grid line that the aliens put in to hold you where you are so you can't physically move. So back to you.
Okay, and now just before we go real quick, Ron, somebody wrote in, they said that they have cleared a lot of these words, cancer, carcinoma, oncology, and that they do have clean medical tests. So they're doing very well. So I think that those would be wonderful things to clear, especially if it's on your mind.
Yeah, so I'll switch that. So say the same email came in and they maybe feel like they may be catching something like that. Then you want to do timeline crashes on what you think you have. But well, that's not like it worked fine. But remember, the timeline crashers are there to get you off of situations that you're dealing with. So that's you want to do a timeline crash. But sounds like that sounds wonderful.
Yeah,
you want to know what you know, and you know your energy of your mind will bring upon you stuff that you know nothing about. And that's why we do you know the special calls like the shackle call and the pin release, because all of a sudden that stuff can get taken off of you that you know nothing about, and there could be poisons attached, and you're dealing with an illness, a sickness, and all of a sudden it gets released. So I guess we'll do the mind-to-heart drop here. Okay, it's getting to be that time, so here we go, everybody. You need to command your spirit out loud to take the thoughts inside of your head and drop them into your heart. And before I do this here, I'll mention that we have our call this weekend coming up, the 4-hour and the 8-hour call. And that gets rid of a lot of the alien critters inside of you causing problems on the 8-hour call. So here we go. Mind to heart drop, banning your spirit out loud. Take the thoughts inside of your head, drop them into your heart. We count 10 to 1 backwards 3 times to facilitate this. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody, thank you for listening. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you, people behind the scenes. And we'll see you later. Bye, everyone.
Bye.